Chaim Cheshamet Beis Mishnah. Nitma Basher Vecheilev Kayim, by Korban Pesach, if the Basher became Tamei, but the Chaylev is still Tahar, Eino Zorik is Adam. So you're not Zorik Adam, because the Korban Pesach has to be eaten. Nitma Chaylev HaBasher Kayim, but if the Chaylev became Tamei, and the Basher is Tahar, Zorik is Adam. Uva Mikdashim Eino Kayim, but other Korbanos is not like that. As long as by other korbanos, as long as the chaylev is there, as a part to go on the mizbeach, the korban still kosher. Because by other korbanos, the main thing is rikas adam, the kapara of the korban, not the eating. So even if there's no basher to eat, but there's chaylev to be makriv on the mizbeach is good enough. But by the korban pesach, if the ikar is the eating. And therefore, if there's no basar, even if there's chaylev, the carbon is possible. Rashi nitma basar v'chaylev kayim ein zorik sadam, afilu Reb Elezer. Even according to Reb Elezer, who says an ein basar, and this dam is good enough, here it's not. By carbon pesach is not. The ikar pesach lechilus adam kasi. Reb Elezer is only talking by other karbanas. Uvu mukdashim ein okay, afilu Reb Yeshua. By other karbanas, even according to Reb Yeshua, as long as there's chaylev, even if there's no basher, but there's chaylev and dam is good enough. Shafilu nitma basher, the chaylev kaim zorik is adam. To atar tiika, you always need two things. According to Yeshua, matir v'shirayim, the dam, which is the matir, and something that's left over to either eat or be makrit. Shadam matir emurim is beach. Okay. Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, in Zora Kurtza. A maisa, even though it says that you're not zorik the dam, if the by korban pesach, if the what's it called the basar is tameh, even if the chaylev is tahar, but if you were zorik the dam, b'di'evet it's okay. The korban pesach, you don't say korban pesach, you don't have to be pesach sheni. People were mumli on that korban pesach, even when the basar is tameh, b'di'evet or yotze. I want to say v'abu in nachila, you have to eat it. Achila lo makir. No, the actual eating is not ma'akir. I've achieved ish lefi achlo. Right? It says each, you have to shecht it according to the, what's it called, people can eat. Mitla mitzvah. Right? That's only a mitzvah. La'akir lo. Ma'akir is not ma'akir. The achila sa pesach is not ma'akir. V'atanyu b'nichsas. Malamed she'ena pesach nishchit ero l'menuyot. Korban pesach has to be shechted l'menuyot. The people who are counted on that korban, not to other people. Yochel shochtu shalom nu yov cake over al mitzvah the kosher. I might think that the evidence if you shechted it, not for the people who are counted on the korban, it should be kosher. Talmud lomer ish lefi achlo tochosu. Tochosu is shechting. You have to shecht it for the people who are going to eat it. Hakosuf shinovot la'akiv. Torah said it twice, that it's ma'akiv. And if you shecht it l'shem, people who are not going to eat, they're not either because they're not monui. The iskish ochlim l'menuyim. And we have a hekish between ochlim and menuyim. Right? That, what's it called? That the people who are counted on the korban have the same din as the people who can eat the korban. And therefore, if you shecht the same people who can't eat, so it's all yonasan at yotzim. And that's b'di'evit. El arav domer krib nosan. Enochinami. This braisa holds that it's makif. And b'di'evit it's possible. But Rav, who said that b'di'evit is kosher, held like Reb Nosson. The Omer achilas psochin lo ma'akta. Reb Nosson holds that achilas pesach is not ma'akit. Right? And there's two things over here. One is, we'll see in a second, where the korban itself is not edible, but the people could eat it if there was an edible korban. Right? People are fine. There's nothing wrong with the people. That's one case. The other case is where the people are sick, or they can't eat for some reason, but the korban is okay. Korban is edible, but the people can't eat it. We'll see in one second, there's a difference between the two. Okay, in any case, Reb Nosson holds that Achilas Pesachim is Loma Akiv. Rashi, Hord so, Pater Belasos Pesach Sheni. But the Evid, if you were Zorik the Dam on a Pesach, that the Basar was Tameh, even though it's not going to be eaten because it's Tameh. It's the Korban Pesach is Kosher, but the Evid, and the people who are Mummy on it, even though they're not going to eat that Korban Pesach, are Yotzei Korban Pesach, and they don't have to be in Pesach Sheni. Lo ma'akfa kapara b'di'evit. The achila is not ma'akev the kapara b'di'evit. Ochlin, cholin v'zokin. Right? A person can't eat means a person is sick or too old to eat a kazayas. Rav, the Ishle Achilus Pesachim L'Ma'akva, Rav, who holds that the Korban Pesach is kosher, even if it's not edible, right? Said like Rav Nosson. So now the Gemara says, where is this Rav Nosson? Where do we find that Rav Nosson holds that you don't have to dafka, it doesn't have to be a Korban Pesach that is edible? Where it says, Hi Rav Nosson, Ilei Mahor Rav Nosson, this Rav Nosson, the Tanya, Rav Nosson, Omer Minayin, Shekol Yisrael Yotzim of Pesach Echad. How do you know that theoretically all Klal Yisrael could be Yotzim with one Korban Pesach? Tamid Lom, Rav Shachtu also, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Hor Bayim. All the Kahal was Shechted. Yichi Kol HaKol Shochtim, not everybody has to shech. You can make a shliach. And what's it called? One person shechs for everybody. Ela Malamit, she called Yisrael Yotzim Pesach Echad. From here, Rav Nosson learned that theoretically all Klal Yisrael could be also with one Pesach, even though it's impossible that they should get a what's it called a Kazayis. So even though they're theoretically able to eat, the Korban Pesach can't go around. It's not enough for everybody to eat. Shmara says, so you see that Achilus Pesach is not market, B'dievet. B'dievet, all Klal Yisrael could bring one Korban Pesach, even though there's not a Kazayis for everybody to eat. Mara says, no, Dilmi Shani Hosam, the Imam Shechehani Chazi Lahani. The Imam Shechehani Chazi Lahani. No, that if you, what's it called, up until the Shechita, Tosa says that this Mandi Omer holds even after the Shechita, you could pull yourself away and go to another Korban Pesach. So theoretically, there could be enough people on this Korban Pesach for a Kazayis. You could always have people changing their ownership. So at any one time, right, there could be enough for a kazayis for all the people who are on this korban, because there's no one set time that all of them have to be on this korban pesach. So since theoretically it's possible that this group could leave and leave enough for the group that's there, another group could leave and leave a group enough for the group that's there. So you can't say on any one person there wasn't a kazayis for him. Because maybe this one will leave and there'll be a kazayis for this one. Or maybe this one will leave and the kazayis will leave for the other one. So since theoretically there could be kazayis for any one of them, just not all of them together, so it's still kosher. Rashi. Yotzim b'pesach echad, ve'afal pi shein bo kazayis l'kol echad. Even though it's impossible there should be a kazayis for one korban pesach for the whole klal yisrael. Al ma'achila lo ma'achli. You see that l'maisa you don't have to eat it in the end. If the people who make it less than a kazayis for each person will pull their hands away and only leave the amount of people that there is a kazayis, there'll be a kazayis for the ones left. And since it's never clear who the ones left are and the ones that are going away, theoretically any one person, you can't say, didn't have a kazayis. Because at any one point, he could be the one to have a kazayis. The high minayu matkas, where you can't put your finger on any one person doesn't have a kazayis, because you always could have like musical chairs and switch people. Hilka chafal gad velot im shechad minayu mipturin. Even though nobody left the korban, since theoretically it was possible to do that, so it's called roy lachila. It's not omeg lachila, but it's roy lachila. It was fit for eating. Avam nitma, but if it came tame lo chazi afilu lachad, it's not fit for anybody. So there's no way of saying that it's fit for eating. Mamela, if it's tameh lechara, then what's it called? Maybe Reb Nosson holds that it's not kosher, that the carbon's possible, because it's not edible. It's only where it's theoretically edible, right, in some wild way, then it's okay. Eloha Reb Nosson. So that can't be the Reb Nosson that we infer from that what's it called, that a carbon pesach that's not edible is still kosher. This Rav Nosson, the Tanya, Nimnu Olav Chabura Achas, the Chazal Nimnu Olav Chabura Acheres, yet a whole group of people, enough for each person to get a Kazayis, that were on this Korban Pesach. And then another group joined on. Mishonim Sheshlan Kazayis, the first group that was the Kazayis for each person. Ochlin Upturim Melasas Pesach Sheni. So the first group can eat the Korban Pesach, because there's a Kazayis for them, and they're parted from bringing Korban Pesach Sheni, they Yotze with this Korban Pesach. The second group, who are nimna on the carbon after already there was no kazayis for them left, right? The first one took up 3/4 of the carbon, and now there's only 1/4 left, and for this group, that's not enough for each one to get a kazayis, so they can't be yotze. There are chabura that are on a Pesach that they can't eat. So therefore, the pasul. And they're chayv to two make Pesach sheni. Rav Nosson omer, eilu ve'eilu p'turim melasos Pesach sheni, shekvar nisr kadam. Rav Nosson says, no, l'maisa, even though there's not going to be enough carbon Pesach to eat, so carbon Pesach isn't edible by all of them, it's still kosher b'di'evit. Since the dam was nizrak, that's enough. The dam makes the korban pesach kosher, not the ability to eat it, or not the fact that the korban pesach is edible. Mara says, no, akati dil mashani hosam, imam shechi hani chazi lahu. Right? That if this man the Omer holds that even if they change ownership, they go to a different korban pesach, they take away from this korban pesach, even after the shechita, till the zrika is okay. So here also, till the zrika sadam, you couldn't put your finger on any one person that they weren't going to get a kazayis, because this group could pull away and this group could pull away, and then there'd be a kazayis for everybody left. Well, he says, no, if that's the reason why it's kosher, because theoretically there could have been a kazayis for any one of them at any one point till the dam was nizrik, im kein lishni hoil v'ruyim limoshech, right, then let it say that. Rav Nosson should say it's kosher. Why? Since they could switch ownership. Why did he make it totally in the fact that the dam was nizrik? Mashma, that even if they couldn't switch ownership, once the dam was nizrik, b'di'evit, zrika sadam is mechaper, even by korban pesach, even though it's not edible. Shema amino, b'dam talya milsa, aval achila lo ma'akva, once the dam was nizrik, even if the korban pesach is not edible, is what so called is okay. Okay, therefore, our Mishnah, that Rav said, b'di'evit, is kosher, it goes according to Rav Nosson, right? But according to the Rabbanon, you need achilas pesachim as ma'akid, and if you resort to dam, but the evidence possible. Rashi, nimnu olav ad shekazayis l'kol echad. Right? If they had a group that everybody got a kazayis, and then they added another group. Okay. So Mor says, my duch gei derav, demokim lo masnisim l'chatchila. For Rav Nosson, why did Rav have to say our Mishnah is talking where it's only pasul v'chatchila, right? But the Di'evit, if you resort to damage kosher, and then have to say that our Mishnah goes like Rav Nosson, right? Nope, makarabon and vafilu Di'evit nomilo. Why didn't he explain the Mishnah that when it said eino zorik es hadam means it's pasul, and it's pasul even the Di'evit, it goes according to the Rabbanan. It doesn't say in our Mishnah im zorik es hadam kosher. It says eino zorik es hadam. You can explain that Eino Zorik Es Hadam Bichlal, and it's possible if you did, or you can explain that Rav did B'di'evit it's kosher. If you say that B'di'evit it's possible, it goes even according to the Rabbanan. If you say that it's kosher B'di'evit, it only goes according to Rav Nosson. What forced Rav to explain the Mishnah that it's kosher B'di'evit and only goes like Rav Nosson? Explain the Mishnah that it's possible B'di'evit, it goes like the Rabbanan. It doesn't say in the Mishnah B'theirish one way or the other. Rav Masnisen Kshise. No, Rav was Medayik from the Mishnah, what he said. He just didn't say it as a halacha. He said the Mishnah seems to imply that. Am I Tony Ein Zorik Es Hadam? Listen, a posel. If it meant that it's posel by the Evid, say, Nit Mabosar Echel of Kayim, posel. Not Ein Zorik Es Hadam. Right? Shema Amino Ein Zorik Lechatchila. Ein Zorik Es Hadam means Lechatchila. You can't be Zorik to Dam. The male of the carbon is posel. But Abu Di'evid, but if he was Zorik Adam, Shaper Domi, it's okay. Rashi, my duch ki the Rav va'okmin le masnisin krav nosin, delo ma'akva, le meimer de masnisin lechatchila komar, hoim Zorik urtsa, nok mekrabon, of the name of the masnisin, like the B'di'evid apostle. What forced Rav to learn that our Mishnah B'di'evid is kosher? So he said, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is mashma like that. Because if it meant it was possible, it should say possible. Dan eino Zorik Es Hadam. Where it says Rav Nosson ish l'fiyachlo lomali, according to Rav Nosson that achilas psachim is not ma'akev, then what's the pasuk ish l'fiyachlo? You have to shech the korban pesach for people who can eat, and if you shech it for people who can't eat only, it's pasul. So l'chora, what's Rav Nosson doesn't hold of that? He holds bechlal that if you shech the korban pesach even for people who can't eat, it's kosher. Where it says no, that Rav Nosson's maskev. The boy even gavra the chazi l'achila, like we said before, there's two kinds of korban pesach that you can't eat. one where the korban is not edible, but the people could eat it if it would be edible. And the other one is where the people themselves are not fit to eat. They're sick or old or whatever. Rav Nosson also agrees that if you shecht the korban Pesach for the sake of people who physically can't eat, then it's possible. That's ish l'fiochla. That's shochet sapesach shloli ochla. He also holds it's no good. But if you shecht the korban Pesach that theoretically people could eat, but the korban Pesach is not edible, then b'di'evet the korban's kosher. Mantan oksa, that's what it's called. So that is, even Rav Nosson holds, you need a person who's fit to eat, Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Mantan lohadi ton rabbonin. So now we know Rav Nosson holds that you need a gavra's chazi lachila. Now the Gemara says, who's the author of this price? Shachto laochla. The zarkal damu shaloli ochlov, you shechted it for the sake of people who could eat it. But you were zorik the dam for people that can't eat it. Okay? Ha pesach atzmo kosher, v'adam yotze bo yidecho vaso. Pesach's kosher, and your yotze yidecho vaso. Right? Since the shechita was l'shem ochlov, even though the zrika, now there's nobody who can eat it. What's it called? The pesach's kosher. Where it says, come on, name of Rav Nosson, he velo rabbanan, maybe it's only Rav Nosson. Because here, Lamaisa, when you were Zorik the Dam, there weren't people who could eat it. So, and it's kosher. So it goes according to Rav Nosson, that the Dievet is kosher. Where it says, no, a few tame rabbanan. This Brisa could be even like the rabbanan. Ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. Because over here, Lamaisa, it's not that the what's it called, the korban didn't have ochlin. It's just you were machashev for people who couldn't eat. So the machshava only passes by shechita, because there it says ish l'fiochlo tachosu, that you have to shech l'shem ochli. But if you were zorik the dam l'shem, people who can't eat, that machshava doesn't pass. But you need people on the korban according to the rabbanan who can eat. You need the korban should be edible and the people should be able to eat it. So at the time of zrika there have to be people around that could eat it. But if you are mechavin, dafka for the ones who can't eat, that doesn't pass. Right? Since l'maisa, there are people who can eat, even though your kavana was for the people who can't eat, the kavana, the machshava, only passes by shechita, not by zrika. Rashi, Pesach atzmo kosher, kosoka daitech lizruk domo lahakter chelto. I think now that the korban is kosher to be zorik the dam and to be makka the chelot, aval achila lo, which can't eat it. Uktani adam yotze bo yidecho vaso. Mashba, there's no ochlin, right? The carbon is kosher, just you can't eat the carbon, but it's what's it called? It's kosher, but the evit. Mara says, no, it's not that it's the carbon's possible. The Russians are like this, that, and I think that what's it called, if you shechted it, shalol l'shem ochlov, so the carbon can't, is not edible anymore, because it's possible. But l'maisa, but the evit, you yotze with this carbon, even though it can't be eaten. So that goes according to Rav Nosson, not the Rabban. And Moshe says, no, it's not possible at all. It's 100% kosher. Since there were people who could eat it, even though your kavana was to be zorik the dam for the sake of the people who can't eat it, that machshava doesn't pass only by shechita. Ein machshavas ochlin, chol of the zokin, v'srikas dam, the ish l'fi ochlo v'gabi shechita ksid. That halach of ish l'fi ochlo, where you need kavana for the sake of the people who can eat, that's only by shechita. The man tan lohad tan rabbanan parish hoye chola bishas shechita the chola bishas rika. A person was a chola when they made the shechita and he got better, right? He fainted or something and he couldn't eat when they shechted. But by the time there was zorik the dam, he got better and he could eat now kazayis. Or chola bishas shechita, he was sick, he was fine and could eat at the time of the shechita, and then he got sick. The chola bishas rika. So you're not allowed to shecht for that person unless he was able to eat a kazayas both at the shechita and the zrika. Otherwise, he's called lo lefi ochlav. The Gemara says, "Come on, name a rabban and he velo Rabbi Nosson." So here you see that you need what you called to shecht the korban Pesach and to be zorik the dam for the sake of people who can eat.
Okay, not the machshava necessarily. There have to be people who can eat at the time of Zrikas Hadam. And according to Rav Nosson, even if there's nobody who can eat b'shas Zrikas Hadam, right, it's kosher. Because what's it called? Achilas Pesach is not ma'akev. And if you resort to dam, even if there's nobody who can eat, it's kosher. Moshe says, no, Achilu Tamer Rav Nosson. Gavra, the chazal Achilu Binan. That which Rav Nosson says, that the korban is kosher to the eved, if it can't be eaten, is only if the people are fit, but the korban's not fit. But if the people aren't fit, then even Rav Nosson holds that if you shech the korban Pesach for people who can't eat it, that's kosher. It's only if you shech the korban Pesach that's tameh. For people who could have eaten it, if it was tahor, then it's kosher to the eved. And the Rabbanon hold even that case is possible. Okay, Rashi. Cholim bori. Cholim means a person who's healthy. Gavra the chazil achiva b'inan. The chiksi vishlofi achlo agavra ksiv. When the Torah said that it has to be a person, you have to shecht it according to the people who can eat, it's talking about the people who are fit to eat. But there's no halacha, according to Rav Nosson, that the Pesach has to be edible. People have to be fit to eat Korban Pesach, even though this specific Korban Pesach, they won't be able to eat because it's tummy. That's what Nosson holds. And the Rabbanan hold no, that in the end, if you're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, either because it's tummy, or because the people are sick, or old, or whatever, it's not kosher, because the ikar of Korban Pesach is achila, and achila's psachim is ma'akiv. Rav Nosson also holds achila's psachim is ma'akiv v'chatchila, but not b'diavad.